It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Cynthia Martin is a national weightlifting champion, but weightlifting wasn't even on her radar before she turned 64. Martin lives in Marion, and when she was 64 years old, she took up CrossFit. Just a few years later, in 2018, she won the 2018 National Masters Weightlifting Championships in Buffalo, New York. This year, she'll turn 70, but she's still cranking out the early morning workouts, and she is on the line with me now. Hello, Cynthia.
Hi, Charity.
Oh, thank you so much for talking with me today. And I want to go back in time to when you were growing up. There were not a lot of opportunities for girls in athletics when you were a child. Were you athletic?
No, we had no girls' athletics when I was growing up. There was nothing at all for girls in high school. If you were a cheerleader, or that was it. There were no opportunities.
Where did you grow up, Cynthia?
I grew up in Marion.
Okay, so you're still in your hometown. And
you
are a mother and a grandmother now, but watching your daughter come up through school, how different was it for her?
Oh, it was so different because she had opportunities to do pretty much anything she wanted to do. And she was involved in volleyball, track and field, dance, cheerleading, pretty much anything she wanted to be involved in, she could be involved in.
Now, I'm sure you were on the sidelines cheering and driving her to all of those practices. Was there ever a twinge of jealousy thinking, wow, I wish I'd had these chances?
Oh, absolutely, because it's not even to think, oh, I could have been a really good athlete. It was the fact that I never had the opportunity to try anything like that.
Now, it was actually your daughter that introduced you to CrossFit. So tell me about that.
Yes, she and her husband were involved in CrossFit. We're actually CrossFit coaches at the time, and invited me to a friends and family day at the very end of 2013. And I enjoyed it. I had never thought about weightlifting or doing anything like that. But I really enjoyed the workouts. So at the very beginning of 2014, I paid my money and joined the gym and started doing the workouts. I had never touched a barbell like that before, had absolutely no knowledge of Olympic weightlifting or the various lifts that I learned, but just found that I really enjoyed it. And getting stronger and seeing that I was able to progress in doing the lifts and during the workouts really gave me a sense of accomplishment.
Now, a lot of people are intimidated by CrossFit. What had you been doing up to that point to be in shape, to stay fit?
I did a lot of walking outside and indoors during the winter. I had done Zumba. I had been a member at a gym and had done the weight machines and various random other workouts, but nothing had really ever stuck with me the way CrossFit did.
Interesting. But you were in pretty good physical condition when you walked into that CrossFit gym the first time, it sounds like. Were you intimidated?
Yes, because I was pretty obviously the oldest person in the gym. And I was very used to seeing the elite athletes that you see on television doing the CrossFit games and the CrossFit workouts, and I'm thinking, there's no way I can do that kind of thing. But one of the things I really like about CrossFit is that any workout can be modified to your level. Whatever you can actually do, you can modify a certain movement so that it works for you and you still get a really good workout. For example, I'm never going to get a strict pull-up. I'm never going to do a bar muscle-up, but I can modify it and do banded pull-ups and things like that so that I can still get a really good workout and not worry about meeting certain criteria.
When you first started doing classes at the CrossFit gym, you mentioned, for one thing, you were definitely the oldest person in the room. Was it a welcoming community?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think once they got over the idea that somebody my age could be there and was willing to put in the work, you know, it's sort of an anomaly for them, but to see somebody who was willing to put in the work and was willing to learn, you know, they were very, very welcoming.
What appealed to you about the barbells? I mean, there are lots of different elements to CrossFit, but why was lifting so interesting to you?
I guess I really like the idea of getting stronger, especially as I age, the idea of being able to maintain strength and to get stronger so that as I age, I'm able to keep doing things that I enjoy doing and stay flexible, stay mobile, be able to go out and be active with my granddaughters. That's really important to me. And so as long as I can stay strong and get stronger, I can stay active much longer than I would have had I not ever started.
Well, and talking about getting stronger at this point in your life, it's not a point in most people's lives where they're getting stronger. If anything, they're lucky if they're maintaining. Can you give me an idea of how you felt your body changing as you started to build strength?
Well, because, you know, let's face it, osteoporosis is an issue for a lot of people my age. And I don't have osteoporosis, but I was at that kind of borderline issue. And I was getting bone scans and I started doing the weightlifting and the CrossFit workouts. And since then, as I've had the bone scans every 2 years, my bone density has gone up. And a lot of that is because I'm doing a lot of weight-bearing exercise.
Wow. Do you feel different?
Oh, yeah. I know that I'm stronger in my core. I know that my endurance is better. And I can lift more. You know, overall, my fitness level is better than it was 6 years ago.
So it was unlikely that you would walk into a CrossFit gym, unlikely that you would start lifting weights, but what made you start thinking about competing?
My daughter, Katie Davis, is a 3-time national champion, a Pan American champion, and 2-time world champion, masters weightlifter. And so I saw her doing it, and I thought, you know, I'm just going to give it a try. So she helped me and her husband coached me. And when she went to Buffalo in 2018, I said, you know what? I think I'll go too. So we drove out together and both competed.
Oh, wow. That must have been quite the road trip.
It was a road trip. We had the youngest granddaughter with us at the time. And it was a great road trip. And we both won national titles.
That's amazing. So when you were competing at the national championships, you were in the women age 64 to 69 bracket. What mm-hmm. was your competition like? Tell me about the other women that you met who were doing what you're doing.
There's not in each age and weight category, there generally is not a lot of competition. And those of us who were there were talking about it, and what one woman who has been to several competitions said is basically you compete against yourself, and the important thing is it's not important how many people are there to compete against. What is important is you're the one who is showing up that day. And so what they are looking for is that you're meeting the standard work requirement, meaning you can't, if you're the only one in your category, you can't just lift, you know, 5 kilo and say, okay, now I'm going to win. You have to lift a minimum standard in order to qualify to win that medal.
All right, so they would send you home without a winner if you couldn't meet their standards.
Exactly.
You and your daughter winning the national championship at the same time, what did that feel like for the two of you?
Oh, it was amazing for us because she is such a role model to me because her work ethic as far as her lifting is just amazing. She trains in our basement. She has a home gym in our basement, and she and her husband train and work out. I hear the weights clanking in the morning when I'm getting ready to go to CrossFit. And, you know, she is so strong and she's so motivated. So she's a real role model for me in what you can do. And she's an incredible role model for her daughters as what a strong, healthy woman can be and what you can do.
Well, it sounds like her daughters, your granddaughters, have a couple of incredible role models.
Oh, thank you. I hope so.
Oh, for sure. So what is your daily workout like now?
Well, I go to the gym 4 mornings a week for the 6:15 class, and it is 6:15 to 7:15. We generally get out about 5 after 7, 10 after 7. And the workout is different every day, and we generally go in the people who program the workouts, they generally run in cycles, and you do certain lifts or certain movements in a cycle. Like the last cycle we did, we were working on trying to work on a personal best in the front squat. And we've been lately working on clean and jerk and other things. And like today we did more of a cardio workout with lunges and dumbbell cleans and pull-ups for, you know, how many of certain repetitions you can do for a certain amount of time. There's quite a bit of stretching involved as well, just to make sure that you maintain flexibility and mobility. So it's different every day, which is one thing I really like about it.
Well, and when you first started at the CrossFit gym, you were going in the middle of the day. Why did you switch to the early morning workouts?
Well, when I first started at the noon class, shortly after I started, the youngest granddaughter was born, and she was napping twice a day, so the noon class was in between her two naps. And then she gave up the noon nap, or the the morning nap. So noon was right in the, you know, when she was taking the one nap. So I started going to the morning class because that was, I was able to get it over with, and I wasn't interfering with her cycle.
All right, now, so child care duties called.
School, yeah. Yes, now that she's in school, it works out because I'm done, and then I can do school drop-off duty.
Nice. I imagine that early morning class being full of some pretty hardcore folks. You're pretty hardcore as well.
Well, the real hardcore class is at 5:15. At 6:15, we're a little more relaxed. It's a little smaller, and you know, but we're not as, I don't want to say hardcore, because we're hardcore in that we work hard at our workout, but we're not necessarily, we're maybe a little older, not as old as I am, but we're a little older and not competition. We're not maybe elite. I don't want to say that because we are kind of competitive to ourselves.
Right.
But we're not as big a class, and we are a little more relaxed sometimes in what we do, but it's not the hardcore class as it is at 5:15.
You recently were profiled on the evening news, and so people have started recognizing you and talking to you about your weightlifting. Do you feel like maybe you're inspiring other people to go to the gym?
I hope so. I hadn't really thought about it until I was checking out at the grocery store, and the lady who was helping me looked at me and she said, "You were on television." And she said, "You know, I looked at you and I thought, if she can do it, I can do it." And that's pretty much the only thing I would ever want anybody to think, is anybody can do this. It's, you don't have to be an extreme elite athlete. Anybody can do it.
How would you recommend someone who is looking at you and thinking, you know, I don't feel like I'm getting stronger. Maybe I'm losing muscle tone. Maybe I'm losing bone density, and I'd like to try something like this, but it's intimidating. How would you recommend somebody take that first step?
Well, pretty much any gym you would go to has introductory sessions that where you go and you learn about the specific elements that are involved in, well, if you want to do CrossFit, the elements that are involved in CrossFit, or pretty much any gym you go to has somebody who can help you with getting a fitness program started. It doesn't have to be CrossFit. It can be working out with a couple dumbbells. It can be at home filling up old milk jugs with water and lifting those sometimes. You know, it can be as simple as you want to make it. Basically, it just is a matter of getting started.
You are turning 70 this year?
Yes.
How does that feel? I know that's a pretty big milestone birthday.
It is. And this is the first birthday that has kind of made me take a step back and think, my goodness, this is kind of a big one, because I remember growing up that when somebody was 70, they were old, and I don't feel that way. And I think that what, as I'm turning 70, what that has made me think about is that I don't want age that or a number to ever be a definition for me, to that, for that to be something that means, oh, you can't do this anymore, or you have to change what you're doing anymore.
Cynthia Martin, thank you so much for talking with me.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Talk of Iowa is a production of Iowa Public Radio. Our producers are Matt Alvarez, Caitlin Harrop, Rick Brewer, and Dennis Reese. I'm Charity Nebbe. This is Talk of Iowa.